Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube is where we are every single day. The theme of the show. Big win over the Zags last night. We talked about that in hour number one. If you want to go back.
Dirt.
Not a doubt.
9.5.
Not a doubt.
Should have given the Zags 9.5. Well, actually, that wouldn't have paid off.
Well, actually, yeah.
No, 97-89 wouldn't have paid off.
They won by 8.
Won by 8, yeah.
we should have been favored.
Could have given them points, man. This is why they ducked the Northwest schools. Where's that one listener who yelled at us earlier this week? You coming back on Friday after that Zags loss, huh? You coming back after that one?
Tail between legs. We're waiting for the Child Center.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Gonzaga's a great program. That was a really fun game. Good one for Oregon State last night.
They're going to get payback when we go to the kennel.
You're going there in a couple of weeks, and they're going to get their redemption on January
20th.
Yeah. Oh, nothing.
Here is a Spokane.
The kennel's a fun place.
You're right.
What day is January 28th of the week? That's like a Tuesday night.
Oh, I thought it was Saturday.
January 28th NFC is a Tuesday night. That is a week from Tuesday.
Oh. You mean it was a Wednesday show to watch my team lose by 20 at the kennel?
You're going to drive to...
What is that, 7 hours?
How long is that drive?
It's a 45-minute flight.
Watch your team probably lose by 25 points?
You have me paying to fly to Spokane now.
To go to this game?
Do we need to talk off air about finances here?
Do you know how much money we make?
I'm on AM radio.
Hooray. Here's a stat for you. Stick this one in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah.
In the national championship game, the CFP title game, each of the last six has been decided by at least 15 points with an average margin of victory of 28. Does this year fall into the same trap? Here is your last 6 years. Washington lost 34-13 to Michigan last year, 21. Georgia beat TCU 65-7. That was 2 years ago.
I don't know if I have turned a championship game off any quicker in my life than that
it was
game.
Like 2 minutes in. You're like, no,
you knew that game was over.
No chance. No chance.
I mean, here. We didn't think it was going to be good going into it.
No. Year before that, now to be fair to this one, it at least was a little more competitive. And remember, Georgia had a late pick six, but they beat Alabama 33-18 for their first title. Hmm. The year before that was the COVID title in which Ohio State lost 52-24 to Alabama. Ryan Day got to that title game, lost 52-24.
Doesn't count, though. It's COVID.
Doesn't count. Year before that was smoking out Joe Burrow.
That was
beautiful. And LSU. You beat Clemson 42-25. I think they were down like 14-0 in that game, too.
I just saw a highlight from it the other day.
LSU just steamrolled them. Year before that was the Trevor Lawrence over Jalen Hurts, I believe, title game, maybe Tua. 44-16, Clemson beat Alabama. The last time we had a one-possession national championship game was the overtime Tua comeback, Alabama-Georgia, in 2018.
And that first half was a blowout.
And then Tua came in and led the comeback. It seems like we are trending towards, history will tell us, a lopsided game on Monday night.
The reporting is they're going to miss at least a lineman, and it sounds like the interior lineman of Notre Dame, and for apologies for not knowing the names, it sounds like he's going to play. He's going to give it a go.
Yeah.
I told you this during one of our breaks today. If Notre Dame plays starts the game and plays the way they did the first half against Penn State, that is going to be a bloodbath. Because Ohio State right now is better than Penn State. They were even in the midst of them being kind of weird in the regular season. Until I see it, I just will not be convinced otherwise. So if this is, you know, some blowout 24-3, how am I to believe Notre Dame's coming back and beating Ohio State?
Throwing their way back into the game offensively, yeah.
But, you know, to the Lou Holtz of the world,
let me show you something.
Maybe the defense can put the pressure on Will Howard the way Texas's D-line did. Maybe Freeman can help with Al Golden put together enough of a game plan defensively. And maybe you get a little tricky. You get a little surprise attack on Ohio State. They're cliche, but hold nothing back at this point. There's such a difference in the passing attacks here. I really respect what Notre Dame's year has been, especially defensively. I don't think they're going to be able to shut those dudes down the way Texas did. That might have been the best shot to take down this Ohio State team, Texas, yeah. And they flubbed the play calling near the goal line. So it's not a good trend. I don't know if that means we're just never going to have a good title game again. I wouldn't go
to
that.
Or if we're due for one, maybe we're due for one if you go to the optimistic outlook.
But I gave the score last Sunday, and I'm just going to write it into the game. I tend to believe this is going to be something kind of ugly, 45-17-ish.
Yeah, that's where my mind is, too. And I'd love to be wrong on this. I would love to see Notre Dame win a national title over Ryan Day. Ryan Day getting this far and then falling short again, and how Ohio State fan would compartmentalize that of, like, great run that you went on, but you lost to Michigan. But then you didn't end up winning the whole thing.
Oh, no. None of
like,
these
this
wins
would all
will
be a failure
if
he loses
yes.
this game. So all the pressure's on one side in this one. For Notre Dame, there is a little bit of house money of like, whoa, we're in the national title game.
This was a great year.
We beat Georgia. Yep. We beat Penn State. Yep. Look at us. We're here. And so mm-hmm. if they lose, like nobody's, you know, hot seating Marcus Freeman. He's a tremendous young coach, and they're trending in the right direction as a program. So I would love to see all that kind of freak out go back into Columbus and watch their fan base react to it. I just think when you look at the strength that Notre Dame had, you could argue, in their first two playoff games, to me, is almost nullified in this game because I think Ohio State's defense is better, if not just as good, right? Like, they don't have a supreme advantage on one side of the ball like they did in the first two games of saying our defense can keep us in it because Ohio State's defense has the ability to do that against any offense in the country.
Yes.
Tennessee's got some stud wide receivers. They slung it around a lot on people this year. They completely took them out of the game. Oregon in the game previous to the Rose Bowl hung half a hundred on Penn State and looked unstoppable at times at almost 500 yards of total offense. What did Ohio State's defense do to Oregon's offensive line? One dimensional, couldn't run the ball. Gabriel's under pressure the entire game. They made him look like they hadn't looked since they played Idaho, but Idaho's a juggernaut. And then Texas, I grant that they have had their limitations and issues offensively at times, and they gave up a couple of chunk plays here or there. Texas's wide receivers ended up being healthy, but Ohio State's defense to me is the thing that we haven't talked about enough during this run, and that's the ultimate. Like, you tell me Will Howard throws a clunky interception. He can be weird from time to time, overshoots a guy that's open. Like, all right, I could see all of that transpiring. Their offense has at times been weird this year. If their defense shows up and plays the way that they're capable of playing, there's not a chance in hell that Notre Dame wins this game. There just isn't.
If you're a family member of Lou Holtz and Notre Dame pulls off this upset and wins the national championship, how are you not running to film him?
Where's Ryan Day at? I think he's actually going to be there. He tweeted that he's going to be there.
Oh, did he really?
I believe that he did.
I bet you Lou Holtz, because we played the video from him earlier, and we joke, but like, I bet you Lou Holtz is classy enough and he hasn't played into the where's Lou Holtz thing. I bet you he would go and present himself in front of Ryan Day. And then Ryan Day's got to do the awkward, I called you out, and then I also went on McAfee and made fun of you with one of the guys.
What if Ryan Day just punched Lou Holtz in the face after the game? What would the reaction be to that?
Well, that'd be senior citizen assault.
Is he fired? Does he get fired for punching Lou Holtz in the face?
He should go to jail. Ryan Day's
did
like,
Pedro go to jail after he threw Zimmer on the ground in that brawl? That old man came charging at him and he tossed him by the skull.
He tossed him by the skull. He didn't punch him in the face.
Chucked his ass into the turf, man.
I think the damage would be a little more severe than... And Don Zimmer charged Pedro.
He did come at him. Yeah, Lou Holtz could be too. Roger, where are you at? He's coming running at him on the field.
If an old guy charged you, clearly an old guy, how would you react? Would you like talk, or would you? You'd probably physically respond the way Pedro did, right? You'd lay his ass onto the ground.
I mean, there's something to. I mean, you should just be able to like bear hug him. What's he gonna do? Tackle you? He can't punch you. How slow are his arms moving?
My bones are.
I could just backpedal away from him. He's not gonna catch you.
Like if Swag came running at you, what would you do?
Well, he's long. He's in good shape for his age. He's not 97 years old like Lou Holtz.
Yeah, but we know his strength.
Lou Holtz is going. Well, you know,
we saw it at the squat rack.
Quarter of a mile an hour, man. He's not moving very good.
Yeah, but to toss Don Zimmer. I know Pedro's a pro athlete. Don Zimmer wasn't small. Don Zimmer was...
He's a big
no,
guy.
But Pedro just used Zimmer's inertia to kind of olay him like a matador right there and just kind of knocked him off.
That would be a sneaky good fight in my mind, is Swag against Dirt, because I've got Petty Nice Dirt, who doesn't like confrontation, against kind of Petty Nice Guy Swag, doesn't also like confrontation. Yeah. I don't know how that fight would go.
My strength in the fight has to be getting... I got to get you to the ground. Swag's too... He's tall. He's got a long reach.
I got reach.
If
I
we're pure
jab,
boxing,
jab,
I don't have a chance.
Jab.
I got to get him to the ground and use my weight and my force and my strength to hold him down and pin him.
But I like that you have him being a strong boxer. How do I not know he swings once and his hand breaks by hitting something?
Very well could. He's got old hands. I also... Not a good... What do you think? I can box? I can't box. What am I? I've never punched anything in my life.
I think you got the jaw of a boxer. You got a face of a boxer.
Okay, thank you.
You look like you take a
butterbean.
A little.
Think I can handle one?
I wasn't going to go butterbean.
Got a little butterbean in there.
There's a little bit to that.
Yeah, I got extra layers on here and a little protective.
I watched us put 25 pounds on a 45-pound bar and his legs quivered.
That did happen.
They shook like a baby giraffe.
That did. Here is a differing take from what we're giving, so somebody with a little bit of hope. I think this game's going to be close. Notre Dame's elite on defense, special teams, and in situational football. This game is 16 for each squad, their 16th game.
Yeah.
They're tired. Mistakes will be made. Is Riley Leonard a star? No. Does Notre Dame have limitations? Yes. Can Will Howard give a gift or two? Yes. Has Ryan Day lost this game before? More than once. Ohio State is a deserving favorite.
Yeah.
But this is unprecedented territory for college football players. I expect sloppy, mistake-filled, and nervous football.
And what's the take? Just first of all, very good counterpoints. I hope that all of those are true.
I'm rooting for Notre Dame, man.
What is the takeaway if it ends up being the way we think it is, though? Just like another bloodbath title game.
That Notre Dame was a really good team. Ohio State finally realized their talent potential after an embarrassing loss at home to Michigan. And really the only team that had a legitimate shot at beating them based on what we saw in the playoffs was Texas.
I think it's going to be a really good big... loud, because I don't think there's no indictment of Notre Dame if they do lose this game.
They've won big games on their way here. Yes. I just like this whole Notre Dame has an elite defense. Do not get me wrong. I also think, and this is kind of what I said about Texas, and to give Texas credit, they held Ohio State down a little bit. A lot of that was also on Ohio State. Like, Will Howard forced a ball into quadruple coverage, so you're trying to make that point. He can be weird.
I think that was one of the
points. He also missed wide-open wide receivers. He didn't do that in the two games previous, so they had those moments, but... I don't know. I look at what Georgia brought in offensively against Notre Dame with a backup quarterback and a limited passing attack, and then what they were facing against Penn State, who couldn't complete a pass to a wide receiver the entire game, and now you got to go guard Jeremiah Smith,
who didn't do anything against Texas.
And a team that's balanced. Like, to me, that was their down, that was their B-minus game, and it was the opportunity if somebody was going to get them. You had to have them come back down to earth a little bit. Now, maybe you get the same B-minus game and Notre Dame's defense is good. Again, I'm rooting for it. I have very little hope and optimism that that's what we're going to get.
There may be nobody. I know Ryan Day is going to certainly go, all right, I did it, right? And then the pressure will be on next year because they're psychotic. There may be nobody with a better feeling of, man, what a good decision maker I am than Chip Kelly if they win that game.
That's going to end up being a great hire. Didn't look great at times this year, but it's going to end up paying dividends, man. Somebody texted in as well. As far as the excitement level for the national title game on Monday night, where did this go? He basically said I'm like a minus 10 for this.
How would you
giving up? I don't care anymore.
How would we rank the five games? The divisional
round? Let's do that next.
And the title game, like what's the worst game to the next and then the next?
Let's do that coming up next, and we'll talk about the undisputed clear number one game of the weekend, and that is Baltimore versus Buffalo, the finale on Sunday. We'll go there next. Breaking line coming up bottom of the hour. Back after this on The Fam. Shout out to the Zags fan. He showed up today. He's here. Not fun to do when your team loses.
Well, he's probably waiting for the next rematch.
He'll wait January 29th. You'll hear from him again.
Oh, that can of whoop-ass.
Said, program has been excellent for 25 years. This season, not as good. I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. When they lost a 16-point halftime lead to Kentucky, there, I knew there was something wrong with this team. And there is, and it looks like it will be for the rest of the season. Congrats to the Beavs on a win last night. Well-deserved.
Are Emmanuel Acho's glasses real?
No, they're not.
He's wearing the glasses to have the glasses look.
I think so. I think they still got Joy Taylor farts on him. Let's power rank the games this weekend.
What?
You like that?
Excuse me.
Hooray! I think that's what she said.
Hey.
Excuse me. I got pink eye. Welcome in to FS1 today.
That's the end of the show. We got to 8:24. On Friday.
Oopsies.
That's it. Thanks for coming. Have a nice weekend.
Manuel, your glasses smell like a fart. What happened?
Yeah. They're fogging up.
Just give me those, please.
She had Chipotle last night. Power rank the five football games for me this week. Yeah. We all know Buffalo, Baltimore is number one.
Yes. How is it not number one?
It's number one for everybody. It's not a debatable thing. It's don't give me a hot take. This isn't FS1. Like, you know, I actually like the Texans to beat the Chiefs this weekend. No. Like, no, it's the take. There's only one take. That's the best game of the weekend.
If my Niners were playing the Rams, I would still be telling you it's Baltimore.
If Oregon was playing Ohio State in the national title game, I'd probably still tell you that Baltimore and Buffalo is the best game of the weekend.
Well, a natty on the line's different.
Number two, I'm torn between the two NFC games.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Philly Rams.
I do too.
I want the Commies to make it like goofy, like, you know, 42-38, something crazy. In the dome.
Now get out the gate with a good first drive will make you feel like, oh, here we go. Okay.
Have that Denver. I know it didn't work out well for them, but have that Denver first drive of the game. Where you're like, oh, hey, something here. This could be an entertaining game. Right. To me, it's not even close. In my mind, at least, it's Philly and L.A. I just, storylines, the pressure on Philly, Stafford, the quarterback play. Mm. I think I would go national title number three just because it's a national championship game. Mm. I don't have any hope that the game's going to be competitive. I also don't have much hope that the Commanders or the Texans are going to pull off a win either. So just for the sheer fact it's a national title game, I'll go number three. Lions, Commies, four. Texans and Chiefs, five. That's my power ranking.
I think the national title game is four simply because it feels like it's a more regional. It doesn't feel like it's a national game.
Interesting. Back-to-back years with
the
no SEC teams.
Doesn't feel like a national game?
Well, it just, I mean,
what can you,
two teams that
would
are,
you rather have it be Clemson and Alabama? That's what it largely has been. It's usually
a regional
game. No, that's a regional
game, too. Like, you know, you kind of wanted.
Like, what would a matchup have been from what we got that would have made you maybe feel like a national game? That's interesting phrasing.
Yeah, I know. Just some cross-sectional stuff. It's just all back there in the Midwest. And
yeah, but they're not in the same conference.
Well,
they traditionally don't play very much. Like, there's, you know, the day stuff. The Freeman's the young coach.
I know you guys have played up the Lou Holtz thing in Day.
I did that for comedic reasons more so than anything else.
I'm not feeling the juice in that, like, you hoped you would.
The way I had for Penn State Notre Dame,
all for that,
I had no juice in that game. You're feeling that for this?
Yeah.
I don't know which one's going to prove to be the dud. If you're just talking about my own feelings on which one, I'm not going in with a whole lot of excitement about Texas at Chiefs. Texans at Chiefs, they just played a few weeks. I saw that game, and I saw it with a more healthy version of Houston prior to Tank Dell's leg breaking.
That was the Tank Dell injury game.
And so, like, I already saw this. And the Texans, despite what they did to the Chargers last week, they have not been a fun watch. They just haven't. So maybe I don't have a lot of hope that Notre Dame keeps it close. But I'm just not that excited to watch the Chiefs win. Yeah. I'll be excited for the Chiefs playing next weekend against
and whoever.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And if they go to the Super Bowl to see if they can do the three-peat. But I don't think the rust is going to be a thing for them. They're too experienced and seasoned here. They know what they're doing. I don't think Texas has been a good watch for mainly the whole year.
Buffalo and Baltimore on Sunday. For everybody, the game of the weekend.
I mean, injected into my veins.
Just cannot wait.
And you just hope it lives up to the hype.
Are we building it up too much?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to be disappointed in the outcome of the game because we spent all week talking about how it's the game of the century.
Well, I'm only disappointed. I like to have fun with the dome stuff, right? But like, I'm only disappointed if the weather does play a factor in some way. Like, if this is 16-13, defenses be damned. That's weather. That's not, oh man, how amazing are these defenses? That's 10 degrees. It hurts to run onto the field. And so, like, that's my only bummer of that result is if the weather clearly impacts. You get me into the 20s, whether that's the low or the mids or higher, it was cold. I'll joke about the dome still, but at least it didn't completely neutralize how amazing these two players and these teams have been.
Josh Allen can't play in the heat. When they played in Baltimore earlier in the year, he only scored 10 points. He's a cold weather quarterback. He's going to thrive. 30 points incoming.
He scored like 42 in L.A.
Yeah, only 10 in Baltimore earlier this year.
Was it hot that day?
It was hot and muggy early in the season.
Wasn't that Sunday Night Football?
It was hot and muggy Sunday Night Football in September. Can't handle the heat. He had to get out of the kitchen. Now he's back into the freezer, and he's ready to roll.
I mean, we just don't... How often do you get this awesome a matchup in the divisional round?
It's pretty damn cool, and I hope that it lives up to the hype, although history tells us when we build these things up for a week, usually, you know, weird things happen.
That doesn't have to change the excitement, though.
Doesn't change the excitement going in, no. I hope we get a great game, man. I genuinely do. It's the best game of the weekend. Will we be gambling it? Let's see. Sprague and the Line is next. Get your fake sponsors in 503-864-6326. Can we improve on our, let's see, the last 2 weeks now, we are a combined 2-14 as a show. The last 2 weeks. So, as they would say, we're due. Next.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
Let's see what we got here today, boys. Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt sleepwalking in for the 2:30 feeding only to realize he's bottle feeding a teddy bear.
To his our left, our left, his right.
That is, when did the, like, did you guys hear the phantom cries a lot when you had a little one? Is that a thing for you?
Like when you feel your phone vibrate but it didn't?
Yes.
No. I didn't get that a whole lot.
Okay, we're going through that right now. It's like, you're like, was that? No, nothing.
No.
I'm wondering how many
the
times
I'm going
to hear that.
Probably went through it a little more than me, and she'd probably tell you, like, way more
Paxton
than me.
Paxton had a velociraptor-like piercing cry that
it was,
yeah, you couldn't mistake it.
Couldn't miss it at all. Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's full body boner over the last night's win over the Zags.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
It's feeling good over there. Sprague and Line.
Feel good.
That top 25.
Great win.
Yeah, you guys top 25 team.
Ranked, right? I would imagine. Well, don't lose to San Francisco tomorrow.
Well, I don't get the ranking system.
Neither do I.
Everybody's crapping on Indiana the other day. Like, Woodson should be fired. They barely lost their home game to...
Go to the net ratings. Go find the net ratings.
That's Oregon State's net rating. What's their net rating right now?
It was in the 60s.
I'll have to look this morning after that.
After that win, it should be up a little bit.
It should move up.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Dirt's wife this weekend. She's in for a riveting 90 seconds in the bedroom on Saturday. Ironically, it's still longer than it takes for the average Sprague pick to bust.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That would be wonderful if I could go 90 seconds. Sprague and Line brought to you by John Morant's post-whistle dunk on Wemby. Still more legit than the Dodgers 2020 World Series title.
Currently, their net rating is 54th.
Yeah.
54th. They
Oregon is 21st.
Net rating's not giving us a chance.
St. Mary's, the leader in the WCC, is 32nd.
No, Gonzaga should still be ahead of them.
And no.
Yeah. Gonzaga was like 5th or 6th.
What?
Yep,
get
11.
The hell out
right.
of here.
11. Yeah, I started too low.
All right, here's how we did last week. Bad breaking news. We suck. Sprague's
what?
Pick of the Eagles over the Packers was the only winning pick of the, week. Swag went 0-3 because he didn't even submit his picks.
Yeah, I
He's
couldn't.
Quit. He's quit. Just, I went 0-3 because I'm an idiot. And Sprague went 1-2 and that won the weekend. That is back-to-back weekends as a show in the playoffs, or I guess week 18 in the playoffs, that we have gone to a combined 1-7 as a show. So.
Yep.
There's nowhere to go but up, although we technically could go worse because we could all go 0-3 this weekend.
Only if we work hard.
You're 1-2. Here are your records. Sprague, 33-27.
Still making money.
I am in second place at 26-33-1.
I'm going to have to do something embarrassing.
No, listen to this.
26-33-1. Swigart is in last place at 26-34. I have you by a tie.
Oh, you quitting... Did not matter last week.
Didn't matter because I went 0-3.
Wow.
I could have gone 3-0. Totally changed the dynamic of the game.
Well, we have drama going into the last
we
couple
We got a
of
lot
weeks.
Of drama the last couple of weeks.
What is on the line? Is anything on the
we
line?
We have not decided yet.
I haven't even been able to pay off mine from last year, so how can we make anything for this year?
No, I understand.
I'm going to come up with something. I'm come up with a tattoo on the forehead.
Curious.
1-2 for you, Sprague. You are the leader. The first pick is yours.
Little tramp stamp on the back. Throw it, man!
Yeah, one of those. Right above the butt.
You know, I did something really funny last week, and that hit me in the middle of the losing.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
I need him on a national broadcast.
I do too.
I picked the Rams 2 months ago on my gambling show as a pick for their division.
Yeah.
And I said, watch them get to the NFC
and
title
you
game.
You didn't pick them.
And then I picked the Vikings in the wild card game, and they got their asses kicked. Preseason, the only good take I've had so far, I picked the Buffalo Bills to finally break through the table and win a Super Bowl this year. I'm taking the Ravens -1.5 like an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
But, you know, it kind of leaves me with two good takes. If the Ravens win,
yeah, but
I'm a genius.
Both sides of this thing. Get the hell out of here.
We revisit the preseason picks.
All right, my first pick is going to go to tomorrow, and this is where I'm at now in gambling. I, all week long, have told myself I love all the dogs this weekend. Big dog guy this weekend. Love all four dogs. And as the week has gone on, I've now talked myself out of all the dogs outside of one of them. And so I'm not barking this weekend, especially on Saturday. My first pick is tomorrow. I'm going Chiefs -8.5 at home against the Texans. Better team. They're going to win by 10. Give me the Chiefs.
Even the dogs in the doghouse, huh?
Yeah, dogs are in the doghouse. The dogs are gone.
I'm going to start Saturday night.
You did one of those like...
Yeah. You want the Commanders to make that interesting, but...
Do you?
I don't know that
the Big Wood's still in here.
Yeah. The Big Wood's still in Detroit. I'll take the Lions -8.5.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Just going to ride all the big dogs?
No.
I mean, all right.
Nothing we're doing is working, so we might as well try something.
Mixing it up.
I actually want to go.
No hope right
putting
now.
The key in the fishbowl.
Look, I took the Eagles last. Starts going almost swag. What's happening? I took the Eagles last week because I just didn't think the Packers were healthy enough. And then the game got played and they said, we can get worse.
Yeah,
and it did.
It did.
And so, like, I don't, you know, sit there and it's not just a Packer thing. I don't like his record in cold weather. It's going to be freezing. I think I'm going to take this. Is it 6 or 6.5?
Six right now
six?
at DraftKings for the lottery.
I'm taking the 6 with the Rams. I'm going to go the dogs.
Go 6.
I'm going to bark. I have
oh, you're
to bark
go Rams. You're going
to
go Rams.
Go Rams a little okay. bit. I was actually on the Eagles a
you
lot.
You kind of flipped me there. I thought you were leading that whole thing into picking the Eagles.
Well, I kind of was, and I still won't be shocked coming into Tuesday's show if we're saying, "Hey, the Eagles won by 14 and they settled things." I think the Rams are feisty. I like Stafford, despite the cold weather numbers, history stuff here. And the Eagles are weird. I'm going to say that this is a close game. I'm going to take Rams +6.
Okay. Next pick for me, we had a couple of chances of rookie quarterbacks. Now, I know one of them won in Jaden Daniels, and I'm going to get to that game here for my second pick. I did kind of kick myself for not betting more on the Bills and Broncos game. Just rookie quarterback on the road, tough environment. History tells us traditionally that rookie quarterbacks don't pull off those wins. Very rarely do they get playoff wins, let alone road wins. And I think that trend picks up. The Lions are such a different animal than what the Tampa Bay Bucs are. Commanders have been an incredible story, but I'm with Swag on this. I'm not trying to box them out with a half-game tie lead. I love the Lions to win big on Saturday night. I think they win by 2 tutties, and I'm going to take the Lions as well, -8.5.
I love what McVay and Stafford and everybody has come up with for the Rams down the stretch. It maybe took a while, but they finally figured themselves out. I think the cold weather will actually, and if their field conditions are of any concern, will actually help their receiver.
New update, by the way, on the weather. It sounds like precipitation is going to pick up in the forecasting model, and there might be more snow than they originally planned for.
And so I think with Kupp and Puka Nacua all healthy, and if Higby is done spitting up blood and is going to play like Sean McVay thinks he is.
No big deal.
No big deal. I actually like their ability in a short passing game to kind of methodically march down there.
Swag's just sleeping with everybody. We're just all just cross-pollinating our picks.
What
I love
don't
the Commanders.
Know,
I'm going to go Big Wood.
What I don't know is if the defensive line can handle Saquon Barkley. Therefore, no matter what the weather is, I like the over of 43.5 this game.
Oh,
well, you kind of zigged on me.
Kind of gave us a Lee Corso there a little bit, didn't he? Not so 40, fast, my friend.
43.5?
43.5 in Rams and Eagles. Okay, Sprague, last pick.
I'm doing this not because, well, I mean, look, I'm a bad gambler.
Stay off for yourself. You're the only one above 500. Right
yeah,
now.
Well, I've been drowning the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to stay optimistic here, despite all my commentary on Dome. Dome it up. Give me a surprising over of 51.5.
Wow. In
Ravens Bills. 51.5.
Bold move, Cotton.
Well, you know, I think these two teams can move the ball a little bit, and it might start out slow. I think eventually they, you know, 51.5. What is that final? That's, it'd be like 29 to 27. I've been bad in math this week.
28-24 will get you there.
Yeah, there you go.
28-24 does
it. I think we're going to get field goals. Okay. I think we're going to get a couple red zone stops or just on the outs, and we'll have field goal kicking, but I'm gonna lean the over 51.5 okay. in Ravens Bills.
Last one for me. I will go to that game as well. And I told myself all week I didn't want to gamble a side on it. I'm not going to put a lot of money on it because I don't want it to be disappointed by the outcome of the game. I'm genuinely happy with whoever wins it. I am pulling a little bit more, though, for Buffalo, I feel like this is Buffalo. It's their year. Josh Allen's great in cold weather. He's great in that city. It should be an awesome atmosphere. And so I will end up taking a side on that game, and I will take the home team getting points. Buffalo has never been an underdog in a home playoff game in the history of their franchise. That doesn't mean anything. I just thought it was an interesting stat. And I'm going to take the Bills +1.5 right now over the Ravens.
I, too, am hopping on the Bills bandwagon.
Ah, the mafia.
Engineer Joey just brought giant cookies. I think he's coming around.
Hell
to
yeah,
you.
Brother.
And Buffalo's going to give everybody a giant cookie there in the in Western New York. So,
thanks, that is a big-ass cookie.
Those are some big-ass cookies. I got a giant.
Is that the name of the company, Big-Ass Cookies?
That would be a great company name if I ever open a bakery or a pastry shop.
What kind of cookie do you want? Is it a chocolate chip
It's going to be called Big-Ass Cookies.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is a frosted oatmeal raisin.
Joey, look at that.
Did you make these, Joey?
These are homemade by Joey.
Your neighbors did?
Oh.
Oh. Man, those construction people, they've been loud, but they've been so nice.
They keep bringing us treats. We're going to stop complaining because they keep giving us cookies.
I'm on the Josh Allen wagon all the way to the Super Bowl. Give me the Bills +1.5.
A frosted oatmeal raisin just,
That's a good way to end your Friday
right
there.
That's a spot, you know what I mean?
Well, what could go wrong? We could lose all of our picks, technically.
Oh, we will.
Swag and I only have one pick difference, so we'll see. It'll come down to...
I have two picks in the same
game. The Chiefs and the over and the Rams and Eagles, and then you and I are both on the Lions and the Bills. So that should probably discourage people from gambling on the Lions and the Bills. If you like the Lions and Bills, because we've been terrible this year.
But let us stop
There's
you.
No pick here that anybody should be like, that's a smart pick. Oh, that's a stupid pick.
So here we go. Sprague's in first place, 33-27. He's on the Ravens -1.5 in Buffalo, the Rams +6 in Philadelphia, and the over of 51.5 between the Bills and the Ravens.
I feel like that's a loser.
I am 20. Can I change my picks now? Is it too quickly?
I might, actually.
26-33-1. I'm on the Chiefs -8.5 tomorrow, the Lions -8.5 tomorrow, and the Bills +1.5 on Sunday. And Swag at 26-34 is on the Lions -8.5, the over of 43.5 in Rams and Eagles, and the Bills +1.5 on Sunday. Spragging the line. Hold on, we have one more here. Spragging the line brought to you by Ghost Sex. Having sex with a ghost is still more likely than Sprague picking a winner.
You loser.
There we go. Let's wrap it up on a Football Friday next on the Fan. There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. At what point are we just going to completely stop caring about the Blazers? They play Houston tomorrow night.
I'm there. I really am there.
Is anybody going to watch? Does anybody care about that game?
No.
Can anybody give me any selling point about that game? Give me one.
When they
one
actually
why
shake up
watch.
The roster one way or the other.
They won't. Okay. If they until
if they
then
do until
give
then,
me one reason to watch that game tomorrow night at 7:00.
They
won't. No. Why did they run it back?
Exactly.
Ask that
just a wasted season.
There is good news, though.
What's the good news?
Starting Sunday.
What do we got Sunday?
Moving on from the Blazers because it's the same thing now. Starting Sunday, I no longer will be getting texts from people with TikTok links.
Yeah.
And you have to click the stupid link and
it says,
do you want to log in?
No, I don't.
Nope. No. So I don't watch it. So I just hit ha-ha. Assuming you think it's funny and that's why you sent it to me, thank God.
Sunday's the day it closes down, huh?
My nephew says it doesn't close, but no updates and that kind of all thing. The banning
it
stuff.
Ceases to continue operating.
China's buying farmland in America, but TikTok.
They still own all our debt.
I think they do. Yeah,
China! Most of it. China!
Well, have a good three-day weekend, everybody.
Give us some good sports this weekend, please.
Is that all we want? That's all we need.
See if the Mustangs go 1-0.
Game one tomorrow,
see if,
right?
See if the Pilots can parlay into a winning streak. Different lineup against
I was looking
the
for the Trump time drop. I don't know where it is.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, game one tomorrow. Did we get a post-game press conference?
It's Trump time.
Well, it's not going to be my fault.
It's not gonna, if you if lose, there's anything, player, are we going to throw our players under the bus?
It's going to be everybody else.
Listen, little Susie dribbled it off her foot with 13 seconds to go in a one-possession game. What
Brian
do you want from
Kelly
me?
In the post-game. It's
me. He's going to.
Brandon Sprague, your favorite 6th grade, 7th grade girls basketball coach.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be off on Monday. We will talk to you on Tuesday. Enjoy all of the football and
go
basketball
Irish.
For you psychos out there. Go Irish. Have a good 3-day weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday at 6 a.m. Call us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.